This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for the week ending February 26. Well, we had the cattle markets under a bit of pressure, especially late in the week with the Feb cattle breaking hard, and that pulled the back months along with it. But for the week, we had the Febs down 282, and the Aprils were down 367. Feeder cattle front months were down just 45 cents. So a big break right as the Feb contract was expiring. Kind of disappointing too, because we expected to see that stay firm on an expectation of higher cash prices, but that just did not materialize. And we saw the cash trade around steady money at 114, dress trade up to at 182. So that was a disappointing trade for the week. We fully expected that feedlots would be able to hold out and press for higher money on packers that were short bought and retailers that were looking to refill shelves, and that just simply did not materialize. So it would appear that if they couldn't make that happen, if feedlots couldn't make that happen this week, it's going to be very difficult for them to do that in the next week or two as they get back up to speed, get weights back on cattle, and, you know, start moving them out of the feedlot. Of course, they're backed up because of the winter storm. And the packers, again, you know, were eager to get some numbers around them, and they still managed to, you know, keep prices in check. Box beef values were up a little bit on the week at 241 on the choice. That was up 14 cents on Friday, but it was up a couple dollars from the previous week's settle. And on the select up to at 230 was up 94 cents on Friday. It too was just up $2 on the week. The spread is sitting at 1080. Movement was 59 loads on Friday. The slaughter rates for this week picking back up. We're at 602 as of Saturday morning. That compares to last week at 489. And again, that's not a real fair comparison because of the storm. But compared to last year at 601, that starts to get us above last year. Now, of course, we're heading into the period where the chaos from the COVID shutdown really wreaked havoc, and you're going to see your slaughter numbers just fall out of bed here. So the comparison year on year is going to be really apples to oranges. But it couldn't come at a, you know, it's not a very ideal time, because we expect that we're going to see an increase in numbers because of the bottlenecks that were created by the storm. But either way, we expect that weights will be manageable, and probably considering the high cost of feed, it's unlikely that feedlots are going to want to continue to push heavy cattle, and we'll be looking at, although increasing numbers, the weights will be, I think, pretty manageable. But by and large, beef production should increase over these next couple weeks because of the bottleneck of supplies. At the same time, of course, you're coming into the season where you tend to see beef demand really ramp up, get preparing for the spring grilling season. This is a strong demand time of year, and we will be running into a window of declining slaughter rates typically because of slow placements here last fall. Now we are pushing some of those numbers from the bottleneck of the storm into that time window, but I think we'll be in a much better position as we get in later into March, when normally you see those prices rallying and quite often putting in your seasonal highs in mid-March. I think that'll stretch later this year, just simply because of the strong demand base and the lighter placements from last fall, giving us a window from about mid-March to mid-April of tighter supplies. So at least we got that to look forward to. I hope that materializes. That's something that it's a strong seasonal tendency anyway, and you've kind of lined up some fundamentals that would strongly support that. And I expect that with the fiscal stimulus and, you know, the optimism out there, that that would further underpin the cattle market as we move through the springtime. In the meantime, we've seen the futures market in April live cattle come down to very solid support levels. That 119.50 to 120 level is a level that stopped the market for months and months. And now, over the last couple of months, we've surged beyond that, and now we're coming back down to test that breakout level. So it's a very important price level for us to hold, and we're right there. And I would expect that we will hold, especially with the seasonal tending to turn up as we get into that mid-March, early April time window. So I think this is an opportunity for those who need to be long in the market. This would be the place where you'd be looking to do that. And look for at least a test of the high that was put in here a couple weeks ago, and could well move beyond that. Our targets are quite a bit above that, but that should be the minimum target. So we'll see where this all shakes out, but from a live cattle perspective, the disappointing cash trade and the weakness kind of spilling over from the stock market and kind of a risk-off attitude among traders across the commodity space and even into the equities is pulling prices down into some pretty solid support levels and offering some opportunities there. In feeder cattle, they've basically just traded sideways. They had some weakness on Friday, which gave up most of the week's gains, but they've been going sideways for a few weeks now, at the top end of a rally. So I think they're kind of just basing a pattern and could easily follow live cattle higher, especially if the corn and soybean markets start to pull back, which it appears that they're getting ready to do as well. So that would certainly offer support to feeders on top of a stronger live cattle market if that materializes. And of course, as you get into spring, we'll see what the winter wheat pastures look like. We'll see what the grass pastures look like. But that offers another element of support for feeders as we move through April, and in particular early May tends to be a strong seasonal time window for that market to put in a high. And of course, most of that depends on grass availability in the southern and central plains. So we're entering into the weather market type of seasonals, and that always creates some volatility in the market, but I think we're at pretty solid support levels here, and we're taking a shot at the long side, looking for, again, at least a test of the highs from a couple weeks ago, if not quite a bit above that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.